Hello, this is your friend Velma Hagar, back with her little podcast. My hair is not in rollers, but if I want them to be, you wouldn't even notice. I love these podcasts. You know, yesterday I went to church and I loved what Pastor talked about. He was telling us how shame and guilt is the number one weapon of the enemy of this world. Now, you know, we know who the enemy of this world is, and we don't like to talk about him, but I always say he's old red ears, you know. And he is an invisible character that torments people. He's very real, even though you can't see him. And his number one weapon is guilt and shame. Isn't that something? You know, like, the shame is, you know, like, makes you feel unworthy. Like, it tells you that you are not enough. That it's a reoccurring and it's overwhelming soundbite going off in your head. And it's telling you over and over that you're inferior, you're undeserving, and it almost always is accompanied with guilt. So, you know, if you've done something in your past, don't think for one moment that the enemy is going to let you forget it. He's going to constantly be whispering in your ear. So what was, and every human is subject to this. It doesn't know any, it's all invasive, it's pervasive, and it's divisive. It actually separates you from people because you begin to feel like you don't deserve anything. Awful place to find yourself. And it's a horrible lack of faith in God, because God says that you are made fearfully and wonderfully by Him. So whatever the enemy says is a lie. And not only that, but God also says that anything that you've done that has caused guilt, if you simply ask for forgiveness, He doesn't even remember your guilt anymore. If He doesn't remember it, why should you? And why should you allow other people to remind you of your guilt? Do not enter into that. It is nothing but trash and it's a lie. Got it? So, guilt is like a big bucket of rocks that you carry around. And you know, I loved it when he told us to close our eyes and then he said, think of something that you feel guilty about or shameful. And then I want you to give it to God. And I have to tell you, the thing that was so revealing to me and so exciting, I didn't have anything. I didn't have anything. Because I learned a long time ago, 40 years ago to be exact, that God forgave me. And I have drawn so close to Him, and I know Him so well. And I'm not telling you that in a bragging way. I'm telling you that in a very excited, delighted feeling that I finally have got to that place. That I do not feel inferior at all. I mean, if the enemy tells me something, I just go, oh, shut up. You know, now there are times like with my eyes twitching and if I'm in public, I don't like people to see them twitch. That's pure pride. It's nothing but pride. I mean, what a disgusting thing. Put your sunglasses on and shut up, Velma. You know, everybody's got something that you don't want people to see. Like you don't want to go around looking ugly and dressed awful. That isn't the same thing. This is where you literally feel ashamed of who you are and what your life represents for whatever reason. And you know, people you love can put that right on you. Don't let them. Do not receive anything that makes you feel inadequate, unloved, or guilty. That is not God. God never, ever uses guilt and shame. Got it? I hope you guys like these little podcasts. I kind of like them. I'm doing a little ad with them, and then I get like a half cent for everyone that listens to them. So what the hey, if a million people would listen, I might end up making a little money. Who knows? At any rate, you guys, this is Velma Hagar reminding you that I have a wonderful book called Hidden Treasures in Secret Places, and you can get it on Amazon.com. You can simply Google. You can just say to Siri, Google Velma Hagar, Hidden Treasures in Secret Places, and Siri will bring it up for you. All right, until next time, this is Velma Hagar bidding you a blessed day. Ciao.